Jeremy, what exactly is emotional intelligence?
Well, different people have different views about that and different definitions of the term. I'm very interested in something that's useful to clients, and so I look at it from the point of view of an understanding that all of our behaviour is driven by our emotions and by our feelings and by our beliefs and thoughts. So that if we want to change our behaviour, if you want to be better at business, then we have to address those underlying feelings and thoughts. And that's really where I start with emotional intelligence. The key aspect of it is, though, is understanding that what's going on for us also works with other people. So we have to be aware and understanding of how their emotions and feelings are driving their behaviour.
A lot of people might say that emotion and the world of work don't have anything to do with one another. You know, keep your emotions out of the office, keep them at home. Perhaps that's an old-fashioned view, but what would be your response to that?
I think it's basically whatever works for the individual. If some people find that they can develop and run a successful business without ever thinking about their emotions, that's fine. But for many people, they do recognise that emotions come into their workplace, if only because they're happy about how things are going, or because they're having a fight with their colleagues, or having a dispute with a client, or they feel they've done really good work. These are all emotions, and why not assess how these emotions are actually affecting our success?
So what are the mechanics of this, Jeremy? How do you actually go about helping somebody who comes to you?
Well, first of all, we ask them what their issues are, what their problems are, because that's how we can best apply emotional intelligence, is to actually help people solve their problems. For example, you know, it's the old story that people don't buy power tools, they buy an electric drill because they need a hole in the wall. So what we would do maybe was to talk to them about other ways to get holes in the wall. It's a simple analogy. But essentially, we're about helping business people become more successful. Part of that, therefore, is about how to deploy emotional intelligence better, both positively and also, frankly, let's be honest, to help them get over some of their issues that they have.
Jeremy, is there a danger with emotional intelligence and with the work that you do with your clients that you could open up a Pandora's box for them and go to places that they didn't expect or indeed want to go to?
There's certainly a possibility of that, and it's certainly happened. Whether the client perceives that as a problem or not is another matter. I think I tend to get employed by people who want to go there, and it's always the case that clients will never open up or divulge more than they choose to. So they are really in control of this. I have a client who really wasn't interested in emotional intelligence and things were just going on around him. I don't think he really understood why, but he was pleased with the results. With another client who had been managing his business in an unnecessarily risky way, we had a conversation around that and I made an observation and he paused and it was really quite a long silence before I could see the penny drop. And he said, "Do you realise I've been doing that since I was a small boy?" And I think far from feeling that he'd trespassed on something that he really wanted to go to, he was actually pleased that this had been unearthed. And I seized the moment. I said basically that you're 40 now. If you think that is a good way of running your business, I'm your coach, and as long as you employ me, I'll do my best to support you. But you have a choice. You could choose to stop now. And he said, "Yeah, I will." And he did.
When you embark on a course of coaching in emotional intelligence, as a client, is there a target? Is there an ending, a goal?
Yes. That said, I've had one client who was client for 2.5 years, and they very much wanted to use me as somebody who would go in regularly and they could talk about the development and growth of their business. I mean, that two and a half years was a substantial percentage of their total business. So I was a guide, if you like, as much as anything. I don't want to use the word mentor, but a bit like that. Other clients, I had a client who wanted me to coach a member of staff who had issues around stress. When work was busy, he got a bit ratty in the office. And the guy who employed me made it very clear that he wasn't going to spend an infinite amount of money on open-ended sessions. And we had 5 sessions. And by the end of it, the guy had moved forward. He clearly in retrospect, found them useful because I've had very positive feedback from him and from the person who recruited me to work with him since then. And indeed, that company is now employing me to do a whole-scale leadership program for them. So it's really, as with everything else, what the client needs. That said, we do offer structured programs where over around 8 or 9 sessions, we specify more or less what the content is, so there will be an element of teaching in it, and we'll start up front with saying, you know, what is the specific issue that you want this program to address in your business. This enables the client to have some confidence that by the end of the final session, which is will be a definable point in time, they actually will have made the shift that they're seeking. Well, there are lots of different definitions of emotional intelligence, and different people have different uses of the phrase. My business partner in IK basically... Can we start that again? I stumbled.
No. Sorry, that's it. It's done.